Thank you. you very much. Good evening, everybody. Yes, indeed. There's something poking. This next, that was Paul Girl from the Looking In album. This next one's called That's All I Want, Baby. Yeah. Thank you. This next one goes back to the days when Chris Ewland was singing in the band. And we had a lot of great times together. And of course, remember playing in Philadelphia many years ago in the 60s. Electric Factory, was that one of the places? Oh, yeah. And that was a great show. And lots of other memories. We used to play this song quite a bit. A lot of fond memories of putting these songs together. Chris, this one's called I'm Tired.
Okay, let me hear the shaker.
Did she do well? I'm so tired. Tired of being a fool. Great. If not somebody else's rules. So tired. I'm so tired. Songs from it right now. Right. Starting off with this first one, it's called Can't Take It With You. Last night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I guess some of you were on the stairs and you caught my bass player, Jerry, coming up with that huge peach pie. Did anybody see saw that?
That was yours!
Oh, you see, the secret was, ladies and gentlemen, that was mine. I ate the big peach pie with the cream. We played my hometown last night, and it takes a lot out of you when you play your hometown, so I had to have that peach pie. I was Oswego, New York. I live in upstate, right by the lake, up by the lake there, and it was a harbour fest, and it was a wonderful night. And I hope I've still got some energy left in me. Does it sound like there's some energy still here? I think this set was better than the... Was anybody here in the first set?
Yeah!
This is better, isn't it?
Yeah! Okay.
I have no idea. I can't tell anymore.
It's all good, man.
Is it all good? Okay, great. Thank you. I wish I felt like that. I'm too critical, you know what I mean? It never feels that way.
Okay.
But anyway, so I ate the peach pie. I feel great. Every now and then you've got to do that. But I digress, because the way the script goes, right now I introduce this next song, and I talk about the origins of it, and it's sort of science fiction-like, but really it was a little bit about the Vietnam War as well, because I was in the early 70s, I was, you know, 20-something, early 20s, and a lot of guys were in Vietnam fighting. They would say they heard some white ground music over there, and it's a pretty harrowing experience, you know, to get called up and go and fight. Not unlike today, probably. But... So this sort of song reflects a bit of thought as to what it must have been like to have to have gone with the old draft in those days. A thing called Hellbound Train. Hey. much indeed.
Way to go.
I was one of those kids, and when I was 13 years old, you know, I got into the blues quite heavily, and I went into my parents' front room, and I learned this song, and they said, oh, it's fantastic. It was the worst thing they could have said to me, because like 2 years later, I quit school, became a musician. They were very upset, but, you know, but you've got to support your kids wherever they do, and usually they do what we don't want them to do, but anyway, that was many years ago. And it still goes on now, you know, every sort of few years some guy comes along, 15, 16, and is a great guitar player, so the circle keeps going around. I'm glad I was a part of the circle. I hope I still got the passion for the blues. Let's try it now.
Thank you.
with the sun, and I rise with the moon, but I feel all right with my little spoon. I feel all right with my little spoon.
Thank you.
that worry my mind. The stuff it kills and it kills your time. If you're married, you can divorce your wife. If you're married to H, you're married for life. I feel all right in my feels. I feel all right in my feels. I feel all right in my feels.